Hello, welcome to Perry on Privacy. Today I'm going to be talking about spear phishing and it's on the rise, why it's on the rise, and what you can do to protect yourself from it and sort of exercise good email hygiene. So we've just had a long weekend here in North America. It's been the Labor Day weekend, and it seems like lots of fraudsters and hackers were out practicing their spear phishing techniques, as I had lots of emails from people with some sort of suspicious emails. I also nearly myself became a victim to one of these, well, not one of these, but to some sort of malicious website. And also, there's a lot of people's accounts getting hacked through Google, Facebook. So again, I'm dealing with lots of problems through these sorts of things. People just oversharing information sort of fuels information for a successful spear phishing campaign. And with spam rates, click-through rates up, as I did in the previous podcast last week, it sort of makes for a perfect storm. And the time is right for spear phishing. So firstly, what is spear phishing? Well, it's got nothing to do with seafood, despite what it sounds like. Spear phishing is actually when you target somebody. So it's similar to phishing, but you're actually targeting a specific person with this. And part of the reasons spear phishing is so successful is it's similar to a social engineering hack. So when you do a sort of bit of do your homework on your victim, your chances for success in a hack attempt go way up. So spear phishing is very successful because, depending on if the hacker has done their homework or not, it really increases the rate of success. So some of the campaigns that I've seen, especially in the last few weeks, have definitely increased in sophistication, and they're becoming harder and harder for the end user to detect. So people usually feel like they're smart to this sort of thing, but because hackers are getting smarter and smarter, and they're starting to do things like correct their spelling and make these emails look much more convincing, they are becoming much more successful. So a few things to watch out for with a spear phishing campaign. Usually there's specific tasks that it asks you for, and I find long weekends and holidays are actually a good time to do a spear phishing campaign because people are away from their main computer. They're away from their desk usually at these times. So therefore the language in their email and the way their email looks to the person may look a bit different than usual. And they may decide, oh, maybe it's because they're at the cottage, or maybe because they're on holiday. They've sent it through their personal email, or they've sent it through something different. That's why I think they're sent a lot this time during holidays. And usually there's sort of the same sort of requests over and over again. It could be your IT guy asking for a password or system access. It could be your boss asking to open an attachment or document. Or it could be your CEO or president asking to initiate a wire transfer from one of your vendors, or perhaps buy some coupons or some gift cards or something like that. So they're usually always the same sort of call to action in these campaigns. And sometimes they are successful. Like we did have a Mattel executive who wired $3 million to a scammer out of a successful spear phishing campaign just a couple of years ago. And because email is such a common and trusted form of communication, it makes employees extremely susceptible to these sort of campaigns. And many people are opening them as we continue to see. The links in these emails do get shared, opened, clicked, and this just adds fuel to the fire. So a couple of tips to keep you on your toes here. Do not share personal information in an email. Sometimes people ask for passwords, financial information. It's if you never do this, it's definitely a good idea not to do it. But if you never do this, you're going to keep yourself much safer because oftentimes people ask for this information. There's really no need for you to be sending credit card numbers in an email, secure passwords in an email. Like we have systems in place now that these things shouldn't be cleared, kept in clear text. and keeping them in email keeps them in clear plain text. So not a good idea to do that. Visit websites directly from browsers and bookmarks, not email. So people sometimes send links to ask you to reset your PayPal password in an email, and it may look like the email has come from PayPal. Because of spoofing, you can definitely make the email look like it's come from PayPal. But if you just hover over the email address or hover over the link, don't click on it, just hover over it. You should see the link to where it really goes on the bottom left of your screen. So that's a great tip there. If you're unsure of any links and you want to just validate it yourself, just hover over it, and the link may be set to redirect somewhere else than where it appears to. So never click links in emails, but if you do want to sort of check it, just hover over it without clicking, and your browser should tell you where it is you're going. Also, double check any attachments before you download them. Often Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, they contain macros or viruses that can compromise your computer. We did see some crypto mining going in Excel documents recently. So these sort of things can use your computer resources to mine cryptocurrencies for the hacker, and this can be something that's sent through email and downloaded to your computer. Watch for misspellings and bad grammar. So poor grammar, bad spelling, it's something that's constantly under threat in our world, but even more so when it comes to hackers and people that write these spear phishing campaigns. So that's often a clear indicator that there's a spearfishing email is that the spelling is incorrect. And of course, when it comes to wire transfers, just be extra vigilant. These are often the reason people do these campaigns, so just exercise caution there. And when in doubt, do nothing, because if you're unsure, then just don't do anything at all. Don't click on anything, delete the email, and just pick up the phone and talk to somebody, and usually confirm them with them that what's happened. I've seen some really, really good spear phishing campaigns lately. They're very targeted towards people. So if you're somebody that shares a lot online, then you're definitely a potential victim for this, because these are the sorts of people that spear phishing campaigns go after, people that sort of overshare online. Public people, and it's definitely a very effective way of hacking, and I can see this is only going to get much worse in the future. Definitely, as we sort of reach a curve where people's knowledge of this sort of thing is declining, whereas the hackers are becoming more sophisticated over this sort of thing. So it's very important to understand exactly what spear phishing is. How it can be done, just so you know that it is very easy to do, and pretty much anybody can set up an account online and impersonate somebody and start doing a spear phishing campaign with very little technical knowledge. It really depends on sort of how misleading and manipulative that person is as to how successful the spear phishing campaign will be. So that's some things to bear in mind there. And I'll also be writing a blog with some tips, so be sure to check my blog for that. And just practice good email hygiene to keep yourself safe online. Well, that's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.